everyone, welcome back to the Dominican Star Podcast. I'm your host, Patsy Carreño, and I am so excited and so thankful to be here yet again recording another podcast episode. And I want to say I'm really happy that I'm finally able to sit down and record it, just because this is the second time that I've like tried making an appointment to record it and I've had to like cancel. So I'm glad that I finally made the time for it and I'm finally here. I do want to say I hope midterms did go well, just because even though I didn't have any midterms this semester, which usually doesn't happen, I usually have at least one or two, but yeah, this semester I didn't have any midterms. However, all of my professors wanted me to do like papers and exams, and then they would be like, it's not a midterm though. I was like, it's the same thing. But I mean, I hope it went well for you. Mine are going good. Mine went okay. I think right now we're like in the peak of the semester, at least for me, where everything's like somewhat coming close to an end. Because if you don't believe it, this is our second to last podcast episode. And then I'm gone. And then I graduate. So it is definitely a little bittersweet. But I am really excited to finally be here. Before I do get started talking about the topic, which if you haven't realized already, you probably did just because of the title, but it's about doom scrolling. I don't want to really get into the book column because I don't have an update. I haven't read the book. I've been too busy with the newspaper, with my job, with classes in general. So yeah, no book column, no update. Still reading Crime and Punishment. At this point, I hope I finish it before the year ends, since it's been a summer read for me, but we'll see how that goes. Maybe, probably not, but maybe I'll have an update for you by the next episode, but no promises. Anyway, just to get into the topic, what is doom scrolling? And this is what I would define it as, at least for this podcast episode. Basically, doom scrolling is when you get your phone or your tablet and you get on a social media app, whether it's TikTok or whether it's Instagram. I want to say YouTube Reels, but I know no one uses them. But I want to say YouTube Reels because my sister, like the youngest one, does. So I guess I'll count it too. But basically, you open your social media app of choosing and you sit down or stand up. Doesn't matter. You just start scrolling and scrolling and scrolling, and then all of a sudden you realize that an hour or two went by and you spent an hour or two doom scrolling. And then I don't know about you, I usually feel really bad about it afterwards, because I know that I could have been more productive or at least been more intentional if I wanted a break. So why do we do it? I think I just gave it away. I think it's because we want a break and we want to disconnect, we want to feel calm. And then sometimes I also want to feel inspired, just because, like, depending on what your, I guess, doom scroll is personalized for your feed, I get a lot of, like, inspirational things. I get a lot of, like, running things or, like, things to work out, or, like, what to eat videos, or then people, like a day in my life videos. I've, like, so far I've been getting a lot of those, or kind of, like, books to read. Very me-coded, to be honest. But, I mean, that's kind of why we doom scroll, right? Like, that's how we end up doom scrolling, even when it's on accident. You get on the app, you look at one reel, and then all of a sudden, you're looking at a billion, because it's literally curated just for you. So I hate when it happens to me. I hate that I do it. I hate that, like, the first instinct is to, like, grab my phone. Like, when I grab my phone, my first instinct is to get on an app. So I hate it. How do we stop it? Well, I think the most clear-cut answer would be to delete the app, which I've done before. I haven't done it recently, but I have done before where I would, like, make a post or put a story, and then I would delete the whole app because I knew myself too well. And it was scary because then I would grab my phone, open it, and I would, like, hover over where the icon used to be to get the app. So, yeah, I hate it, but I made a list, guys. I made a list of, obviously, of things you could do instead of doom scrolling if you're conscious that you're doing it. Or you can, like, try to catch yourself when you're doing it. So if you do doom scroll, I think a really like easy thing to do to stop it would be to put a timer, like, okay, like only 10 minutes and we're done, just because it would interrupt it, and then you have the choice to decide if you want to keep doom scrolling or if you want to move on and do something else, which I would recommend doing that instead. But I feel like that's kind of like the most obvious one, other than like erase the app, you know, like put an alarm, you know, just let it interrupt your doom scrolling. Next things that I would do that are productive, that are also maybe fun, depending. I would read. I feel like it's kind of ironic that I'm saying this after I've said that I have not read in my book column. However, I would read. I think it's a really fun way to indulge in another world. I would listen to music, but not just listen to music. I would like try to discover new music. So I would like maybe go to like similar artists that you would want, and like whatever type of music that you listen to. So I would do that. I would do my homework and listen. I know. I hate it too. But it's always good to work ahead, right? Okay, because right now I have not been working ahead, and it feels horrible when all of a sudden I'm turning in things like right on the dot or sometimes a little late. So I would do my homework, okay? Do your homework, work ahead, help yourself out. Next, this might be fun for some people, but I would do a puzzle. And I did a puzzle. So I don't do New Year's resolutions, but I did do them. Sorry. So I don't do New Year's resolutions, but I did do them for this year. And one of my New Year's resolutions was to build a puzzle. And I did it. So I would do a puzzle. I want to do one again. I would also aim for like a big one. I mean, see, when I do a puzzle, I do the 1,000 ones because I want to take long. Like, I don't want it to be like a quick and easy thing. Like, I know I want it to take long so that I'm like entertained for a longer period of time. And obviously, like, taking breaks and going away after, because I get annoyed and frustrated when I can't find the pieces. But yeah, I would build a puzzle. I would watch a show or a documentary or like a movie documentary. I just think it's fun. It's a way to not doom scroll, and I feel like it's more intentional to relax when you watch a show, because you're watching something that's like long. It's like usually shows are like what, 40 minutes to an hour, maybe 20 depending on like what you're watching, but they're usually like they run on the longer side. So if you watch a show, you're more intentional with like, I'm gonna take a break, I'm gonna watch a show. Because I don't know why I mentalize myself in my head that like, oh, I'm gonna watch a movie, and then I'm like, oh, but it's like an hour and 30 minutes long, or it's like 2 hours long. Like, no, that's too long. Like, no, like I just won't watch a show. And then I end up doom scrolling the same amount of time that I could have been watching the show or the movie. So yeah, I feel like it's more intentional. I'll watch a show or movie, documentary. I've kind of been on that too. So next, I would paint or color. Now, I'm not artistic. Like, I really suck at drawing. I don't know how to draw. Do I like to draw? Yes, but I suck at it. So don't come for me. Don't come to me for any recommendations on what to draw. I usually just go for flowers, to be honest, because that's the only thing I know how to somewhat draw. But I would paint or color. I have like maybe 2 or 3 coloring books, and sometimes I do pull them out and start coloring. Sometimes I usually don't have time, but you know, when I can, I do that too. Something else I would do is I would go shopping, but I am not encouraging overconsumption. Okay, I don't want you to go and buy, I mean, if you listen to the last episodes, I don't want you to go and buy things that are trending. So I would go shopping, but the holidays are around the corner. So I would actually go holiday shopping, okay? So not for you, okay? Unless you do need something, then all for it, go ahead. But I would just go, see, I mean, for example, like, I do my holiday shopping, like, during Black Friday and Cyber Monday, just to get it, well, not just to get it out of the way, but also there's like really good deals, so that's always really helpful. So yeah, I would go shopping. I would work out, which basically means like physical activity, and you can interpret this however you want it. If you think working out means going on a billion mile run, then go for it. If you interpret it as going on a walk, I would do that. If you want to go lift weights, go have fun. I don't do that either, but seems interesting. I think literally just yesterday, I was doing my homework. I was so stressed. My head was starting to hurt. I was that tense. And I literally hopped on the treadmill, put my tablet on the treadmill, put on Gilmore Girls, and started walking. I think I walked like a mile and a half. No, I think it was just like a mile, like a little over a mile. And it was a slow pace. It was not a fast walk. No, slow. I literally just did it to de-stress. And also, like, I really wanted to walk because I had been sitting down basically the whole day since, like, I was, like, working at the office. And then I got home and did homework, more sitting down. So, yeah, just going on a nice walk. Yeah, just working out. I would do that instead of doom scrolling because I could have chosen to doom scroll instead on my bed relaxing. So, yeah, working out. If you have pets, I would play with your pets. And I just got a kitten for my birthday. My birthday was late August. But yeah, I just got a kitten. And he is a literal menace. Like, he is so funny. He loves to nap. I mean, he's a kitten. He's a cat. He loves to nap. But when he gets, like, the, like, craze, like, he just starts jumping and running around. So, you know what? You should play with your pets because I play with my cat or take naps with him. So, it really does go either way, which I guess is also a good thing. You can also take naps instead of doom scrolling so that you can actually, you know, get that rest. But, yeah, I would play with the pets. Play with your dog, your cat, a rabbit, a bunny, hamster. Just trying to meet. I mean, if you have a fish, that would be a little, like, how do you play with a fish? Anyway, yeah. Play with your pets. Give them attention. They probably miss you. So, yeah. I would also, I guess it could go hand in hand, but I would go outside. And if you have, like, a dog or, like, a pet that likes to go outside, you could take them. But, yeah, I would go outside. Like, just going on a walk, looking around, breathing in the fresh, crisp air because now it's cold. Yeah, just go outside and don't doom scroll. Don't even take your phone if you can. Like, just sit outside in, like, the front of your house. Or apartment, just like in the steps, just hang out there. Next, I actually got this from my sister, okay, like the youngest one, which is a little funny, but I would do Duolingo. Now, I personally don't use Duolingo. Maybe I should to like try learning a language, but I don't think I would actually learn it, to be honest. But yeah, I would learn a new language. My first thought was Duolingo. If you have a preference of apps, go for it. But yeah, I would use Duolingo. Learn a new language instead of doom scrolling. You can get a whole new skill, which kind of jumps into the next one, which is get a new skill. So, like, learn a new hobby, get into something that you want to do that's, like, more engaging. Like, something that I've been really wanting to do was learning how to crochet or, like, knit. And I still haven't learned. So maybe I'll do that after I graduate, since I won't have homework anymore. So yeah, I would just learn a new skill, a new hobby. I'm trying to think of what other hobbies. I mean, other than, like, you know, you could learn how to cook, and if you know how to cook, then learn how to cook new recipes. There is a bunch. Or you could learn how to bake, which is kind of like similar, but it is different. So don't come for me. Yeah, I would just learn a new skill. If anything, you could learn how to draw, which kind of goes into one of the other things that I suggested we could do. Next, I would clean. And listen, you cannot tell me, like, unless your house is, like, top to bottom, like, clean, like, shining, okay, you can always undust. And I know, like, my room is clean right now, but I know it needs a deep clean. Or I think it goes hand in hand, but, like, going through your closet, because I have so many clothes, so many outfits that I have not worn or that I probably won't ever wear, but they're still in the closet. Donate them. Go donate them. You don't need them. You don't even use them. So, yeah, I would clean, do a deep clean first, and then I would clean out your closet because I know I need it and you probably need it too, which also is kind of helpful because, you know, what I do is I switch out my clothes So when it starts getting cold, I bring back all of, like, my winter clothes. And then I put my summer and, like, spring clothes, like, more toward the back of the closet because I know I'm not going to use them. So, yeah, you can do that. And then I think this is literally, the last item, but I would organize your schedule. So what I mean by this is I would... I guess, like, get a planner. I don't use a planner, though. But I kind of do. I use Google Calendar to figure out what I need to do. But, yeah, I would look at that. Look at your planner. Look at when you're free. Look at when you're not. Organize when you could do things. So instead of being like, I don't know. Like, I don't want to do my homework. Look at your planner. Look at your schedule. Look at when you can make time. So, yeah, I would do that. And also kind of, like, aligning with that, I would maybe... After looking at your planner, see when you're free, make plans with your friends. Go hang out with them. Go hang out with your family. Go see when they're free. That way, you avoid doom scrolling. It's horrible. But yeah, I hope you enjoyed this. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope the list helps you. Before I do end this podcast episode, I do have one more suggestion that I would do instead of doom scrolling. But I don't know if it's too soon to talk about this. But also, for me, right after Halloween passes, I'm already onto, like, Christmas and New Year's. And I kind of skip Thanksgiving. So I would look at, I would look at, like, New Year's resolutions if you do those. Or something that I've done the last 2 years is I've done Pinterest collages. And basically putting images of how I want my year to look like for next year. So I did it for 2024. I did it for 2025. And then throughout my year, I tried taking pictures that not necessarily, like, matches what I put. But, like, for example, for 2025, I put a picture of, like, someone hiking. So then this year, I did go on a hike. Like, I was intentional. And I said, like, I want to go hiking during the fall. So then I went to Starved Rock with my cousins during the fall and went hiking. And I obviously took pictures. So now I, like, have, like, okay, like, that was marked. I also had, like, in my 2025, I had a lot of pictures of, like, a dining room with, like, friends surrounding it and, like, card games. And then I ended up hosting a game night. So that also kind of aligned it, which actually I ended up hosting a lot of game nights, but... Yeah, it's just, you know, you could do that. You can make your cute little collage for what you want your year 2026 to look like, which sounds bizarre. What do you mean? We're about to be in 2026. Anyway, I'll go think about that now. But thank you for listening. I hope you liked this podcast episode, and I hope that you will now stop doom scrolling and hopefully get off your phone, because I know I need to. And this is, like, counterintuitive, but when you do get back on your phone, you should follow our social media so that you can get your news, because we've been putting a lot of really good stories out there. So I would go follow our socials. And, yeah, like always, just send us any story ideas, any pictures, any letters to the editor, which we've had a couple in the last, like, two editions, and they've been really nice. I love hearing from, like, the other students and hearing what they think. So, yeah, send all of those, and I hope you have a good Thanksgiving break, because that's going to happen by the next time I talk to you guys. And, yeah, I hope you tune in for our next episode, which would also be our last one. So, all right, have a good day. Bye.